Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry continues to evolve rapidly, blending creative new gameplay innovations with a passion for inclusivity that is steadily reshaping who gets to play and how they experience games. Let's kick things off with major game updates and highly anticipated releases. Starting with Apex Legends, which launched the Wildiron event this week, delivering character balance adjustments and explosive changes to weapon dynamics. Ashe, Caustic, and Sparrow have each seen targeted tweaks, enhancing game balance, while Mad Maggie has been buffed to encourage more aggressive playstyles, especially with the flatline weapon, which received its own boost. Meanwhile, Strategic fans are celebrating the wider release of Tower Rush on iOS and Android, a fast-paced title blending real-time battles, tower construction, and diverse troop deployment options. With simple controls but a rich strategic layer, Tower Rush is welcoming to both newcomers and seasoned tacticians. For lovers of classic RPGs, the Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D remake is revitalizing fan nostalgia, meticulously preserving the feel of the originals while offering visual upgrades and streamlined mechanics. It's great to see developers giving equal attention to veteran players and new audiences hungry for interactive, story-driven adventures. Looking ahead, Borderlands 4, Returning to Chaos, now officially has a release date of September 12, 2025, and promises both stunning next-gen visuals and overhauled audio tech. If your gaming PC is up to the challenge, you'll need an 8-core processor for the optimal experience. A true generational leap that aims to immerse Vault Hunters in a grand new escapade. In a clever collaboration, Voodoo Ranger is also rolling out a special IPA bundle, each pack featuring a QR code granting players the chance to win free copies of Borderlands 4 and unlock limited in-game rewards. Sneaking into the lineup with much fanfare, Assassin's Creed Shadows is pushing boundaries by boosting the level cap to 100 and teasing its upcoming Claws of Awaji expansion. This expansion promises deeper stories and fresh environments, building on the series' complex blend of history and fiction that keeps fans coming back. Sonic fans, mark your calendars, Sonic Racing. Crossworld is dropping a single-player demo on September 16, 2025, where you can race against CPU challengers and then customize your racer's look when the character creator update lands just 9 days later. Simulation devotees should get ready for Football Manager 26. Touch releasing December 4th with an exciting twist. Women's soccer joins the roster and graphical upgrades raise the bar. This inclusion not only broadens the scope of the series, but signifies a pivotal step forward for gender representation in the genre. On the indie front, Wanted Shadows Unchained is heating up anticipation for late 2025 with its innovative approach to dual-wielding action, set against a vibrant handcrafted world. For fans of narrative-driven games with a twist on romance, Love Ghosty races onto platforms this October 1st, offering players not just branching storylines, but a collection of interactive mini-games to deepen the connections. Pokemon trainers have much to look forward to as well, with Pokemon Legends ZA Mega Malamar set for October 16, 2025. This iteration dazzles with new gameplay focused on hypnosis powers and memory manipulation, adding a compelling strategic layer to the classic catching and battling formula. Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon is back in the conversation too, thanks to a substantial update introducing a Game Plus mode, new dungeons, and an expanded transmutation system for post-launch adventurers. For card game and cyberpunk fans alike, Into the Grid is set to make waves November 25, combining a roguelike deck builder's risk-reward mechanics with the stylish grit of a neon-lit future. October brings the eagerly awaited Once Upon a Katamari on the 24th, where players quite literally roll their way through history. Expect more than just quirky campaigns. As the all-new Katamari Ball multiplayer mode introduces a fun, competitive edge to this beloved franchise, Darkest Dungeon 2 fans can celebrate the Steadfast Steward update, delivering key quality of life fixes and the Hero Origin Pack, which outfits your heroes with bold new skins. Wishfully, Studios is back as well with Planet of Lana 2. Children of the Leaf, now confirmed for a 2026 release, where its sweeping narrative and lush visuals are set to return. Souls-like aficionados can keep an eye on Hell Is Us, which stands out for its accessibility-forward approach, aiming to merge unforgiving gameplay with a deeply personal story. Challenging conventions, Kivra, the rogue who outsmarts everyone, is a puzzle-driven game, blending cerebral tactics with creative solutions for an immersive, strategic experience. Steam Deck users looking for something quirky should check out Digimon Story Time Stranger, a nurturing, time-hopping journey that plays perfectly on portable systems. In the creative sandbox arena, Acecraft debuts soon, empowering players to build, explore, and survive in an open world full of surprises. Pacific Drive continues to bring chills with its Whispers in the Woods expansion, promising mysterious new environments and gameplay mechanics that shake up the horror experience. For those after something lighter, Psycutlery is now available as a completely free platformer starring Lillian the Alien, whose adventures are as hilarious as they are fun. Mark your calendars for Creepy Redneck Dinosaur Mansion 3 if you crave a game that blends dark humor, spooky settings, and a dash of irreverent fun. Not every adventure is high stakes. Sailing the Winds offers gamers a lush, non-horror setting to unwind and indulge in leisurely exploration. Of course, the Fortnite OG Season 6 update is generating buzz as players anticipate revamped Battle Pass content, novel skins, and unexpected collaborations. Destiny 2's Renegades expansion arrives next month, bursting with new quests, mechanics, locations, and a range of memorable characters designed to keep old and new players on their toes. Bringing further excitement to the online RPG world, RuneScape's first-ever Catalyst League event kicks off September 15th, inviting players to create rapid progression characters, experiment with unique relics, and compete in fierce strategic tasks. Over in the sports world, NBA 2K26 is shaking things up with the Trash Talk Quest, encouraging smarter, more strategic smack talk to boost your avatar's reputation and unlock customization options. Now, on to hardware. Intel's Nova Lake processors, dropping in late 2026, are promising a generational leap in both speed and efficiency, targeting gamers who want the ultimate performance. Meanwhile, AMD's next-generation GPUs are determined to outpace NVIDIA for AI-driven workloads, a move that could redefine competitive gaming's visual standards. On the financial front, GameStop surprised analysts with a better-than-expected Q2 2025 earnings report, even announcing a special dividend for shareholders. Patents continue to shape tomorrow's experiences too. Nintendo and the Pokemon Company securing new technologies related to character summoning may steer game design in unseen directions. Coming soon, gamers can mark the Nintendo Direct for September 12th on their calendars, promising major updates for Mario's 40th anniversary, and news about Metroid Prime 4, a dream come true for Nintendo fans. Hideo Kojima's highly anticipated Beyond the Strand livestream takes place September 23rd, setting the stage for another round of mysterious creative reveals from the mastermind himself. The latest reviews from Japan's famed Famitsu magazine are in, scoring Ninja Gaiden, Ragebound at 32, Wuchang, Fallen Feathers close behind, and Sengoku Dynasty as a solid contender for your backlog. In esports, ULF Esports scored a landmark victory in the Valorant Challengers EMEA Stage 3 event, a testament to the surge of Turkish talent on the global scene. But it's not just about what we play or watch. The industry's broader conversations about societal topics, like the relationship between video games and real-world issues, are gaining momentum. As developers and publishers take on greater responsibility, efforts to foster representation and inclusion have seen increased support from celebrities and grassroots organizers alike. On the accessibility front, Steam is improving its UI and controller support, making it easier for everyone to experience games without barriers. A fascinating aspect of the current innovation wave is how controller design has mostly stayed the same since the PlayStation DualShock of the late 90s. But inventive DIY projects like Piat Design's Valence Gyro Touch are showing us how haptic feedback, gyro controls, and adaptive features could make controllers more responsive and accessible to all. Especially for competitive genres like first-person shooters, these evolutions are poised to reshape how precision and comfort are balanced in play. To summarize, this packed season across the industry has highlighted not just new titles and cutting-edge tech, but how conversations around inclusivity, accessibility, and innovation are shaping the future of gaming for everyone. Whether you're waiting for a highly anticipated sequel, curious about how AI hardware will change play, or excited by multiplayer madness in classics like Katamari, the next era of gaming is set to be more diverse, engaging, and player-driven than ever before. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.